This is tape A7, November 19th, 1983, talking with Chief Andrew Isaac in Dot Lake.
I'll find out today some place in the village. The boys drinking quit. Down the front of the hospital, one boy that met me, "You Chief Isaac?" I said, "Yes." "What do you think about a sell here and get the money? What do you think about?" Right after I tell him I don't want it. I want the land. That's what I say. Half people, they get scared. We call Fairbank, what's going to be happening? It's up to Chief. It's up to Chief. Chief wanted. Then go. But you Con River Indian all the way down. They push out they here. Them young people, they're no education. Some they passed the college. Still they don't use. They misunderstand. I tell them to use like you guys. Go in a business place, set up business. Start little one, put it in Bill Beacon. That one way they hold that money, one place for a while, use it. They're beginning to broke. No way to stop. They gotta go down all the time. Flat broke. They lose the store. I just keep my mind. If you guys, I tell that boy, you get the money, you keep it, and stay a little while, and use a little bit of money. You already gonna start a brook. My idea is go sit best business place, get service station, build garage. That can keep him stay in work. I want young generation learn in school. I know they learn on the Covenant School, mechanic, operator, and all that stuff. They have to get trimming to do that. Turn out Chief, tell boys to come on in. Land trimming, operator. Carboner, anything they think of it. I go around the village, I tell any boy. Trouble is for drink, I don't want to move. Sometime one little boy age about 30, 40, sitting around 10 o'clock, just for drink. They go broke, they got no way to buy whiskey. The morning is go up the road, get big pig out load, bring in the one old man in 10 o'clock, $60, $65. Old man, I give him money, go drunk. That's why I against liquor. Just one time, what I think about the drink, I put in a TV. It's still gone. They tell me, Fairbank the other day, we see your picture in TV. Man, the way you talk, how did you talk like that? Well, I live a long time. First time I see drink back in 1914. I see white men drink whiskey. Get big palky, take it out. I've been through there 42. I started drinking. No! No! Got so damn many friends around me. How happy life you miss. Nope. Not a word. We get down to Husky House. Drink bottle beer. I feel like I drink Coke. Drink. Pretty soon.
It's falling down.
Getting so dirty drunk. Go down to Steel Bridge. Some people make hot steam. Yeah, I like go hot steam. I go in hot steam. Sit down in hot steam. Rest of people all gone out. I fall asleep. And they forget me, I sleep all day in Austin. And come in the evening, I wake up. Damn, I get no clothes. Damn, I look out and my clothes outside. I get out and put my pants on, dressed up, clean up. Go up to camp. Titus David, Walter, they laugh with me. You wake up, how you feel? I don't know one, two times I try. No good, I quit. Daddy, tell me, in your body, something people use too much. You're gonna do that too much? The way you lay down, the way where you raise, it's no good. Get up, walk away. Don't look it back. Coming in my mind right away. quit. Bottle of beer! Bottle of beer! No, I don't want it. Lose $72. Check. I cash. I stick it in my pocket. Not a dime in my pocket. I don't know, I never buy no beer. Got so damn many friend table, just half table that but this be called full beer. Wine bottle. I quit. Anything what my daddy with me and tell my daddy tell me. I never forget, I just soon remind I quit. My daddy is a real good old man. Daddy never slapped my face as a kid. Never pushed me in. We must be play put it off that only time. They talk loud, stop. And we stop. Just soon daddy say holler and stop. This young generation learn education. A lot of people in Taranaki, Chief and Doyoung, who you going to point out to be second chief for you? I don't know. You guys want me point out the whiner? Can't do that. Men got to know all over country. And the old story, you guys want to get it from me here today, 2 days, 3 days, I guess. That's the kind of idea you got to have in mind, too. Old time story. I remember we used tent covered moleskin. Moleskin tent and saw. And they put pole. Grandpa people, they use crooked poles, them dry wood, crooked ones, like this.
Bent at top. Yeah,
uh-huh. So they take that in, and they poles know about this much, long, round, but big. Sometimes two family. Three family, us we stay inside. It's warm, never cold. I feel the air right here in my leg. That kind of place, just warm. I think too much smoke going up and through the ear and not that one important thing we making to do go out. They got little hole on doorway, but they put some kind of mark moss, clothing. They plucked them up. And we put the wood on the fire. They started smoke. We run down the pluck. We take it out. Just soon we take it out. Go right through.
Oh, so there's a hole up on top and a hole down below.
Yeah.
Just small?
Little one, yeah.
Oh, maybe size. 3 inches across?
Yeah. At that size. They take the pluck out. They blow, go up. Once they go up through and all thin smoke inside, and also like this, no smoke. And light, just like that, the wood burning and light all over.
What kind of wood they burn?
Dry wood. Dry
wood. Pieces?
Yeah. Dry wood.
Willows?
Willows, yeah. Willow. Us native, we use quite a bit. We build raft with. We build smoke cache. We build high cache. High cache. Willow. Where far old bear can't kiss at the fall. We log, stand up one, we cut, natch out of here, and the other one. And we put them, notch in there and put the willow and tie it up. Willow are days. We got a special willow, never broke. Like nylon. Once you tie down, pole with, they dry, they stay forever, never broke. Lot of cash up Camp Lake. Up to the long cabin. Mosquito fork, I just see drop. Too long. Indian people, they have cash all the way up. All them cash, we put the meat in. No squirrel fly up. No squirrel mess around with, and even mice can't go up. Somehow they do. We don't want no bear coming to that cache. Lake like that. Pole. Cache lake. This site, open place, we blaze, we make charcoal, we make cross. Hey. And this site, our site, all four of them, four lakes. That cash, no happen.
That protects the cash from that cross.
Yeah. I think I old time believe I got laughter. Us Indian, we got weed to believe. I don't think nobody know now. That's good Walter Northway, Stephen Northway. That's only people probably know. Do we hunt? What we doing in the hunt? We cheated each other with the superstitions that we never tell each other, but we pronounce it before we go.
So you chanted then?
See if they find themselves something wrong. Right away, quick time, they knew. Like I put different electric in your radio. You hear they make some kind of noise. It's all some word, but readily. You done wrong? You done crooked? Damn you. You gonna do that? You gonna get it? Laugh. Stephen Notley is a crazy with that life. His young boy. He started big medicine man. Daddy teach him. He doing a lot of crooked with the out in medicine line. He doing crooked to us. Twice we put in a fight him. They hunt ducks, they shoot over to our rifle. Shoot, they kill a duck. Alongside us, they kill a duck. Turn around my canoe by going up. I hit his canoe, I go on top of his canoe. If you don't change right now, I tip you over in the water and I gonna hold you in the water until you done. He laugh. I think you got it too. Well, I got it, but I don't want to muck around with that bunch of boys. All through them boys, I don't think nobody got but you. I couldn't tip you over the boat and drown you. All right, you go alongside me, far away, and you shoot ducks. I went down there, about to shoot ducks, they shoot over to my rifle. Coming back out my gun, kill ducks.
So he would do that just to play around when you guys were... He'd say that before you go out hunting?
No. I just shut up. in secret they do that.
Oh, in secret they say their words?
Yeah, and they say words and shoot over to my rifle. And I kill ducks right long. Quit. I miss. I know that's him. I'll see his voice go down a row canoe fast. Hey, don't drown. I hit this canoe, go right on top. Put my paddle in. Somebody come. Wheel on the way, sorry. That's what he do. I don't know how long that he's going to come. Wheel on the way, close by, to jump in there and look, listen. Medicine dog.
You can tell when Wayne's coming home, huh?
Yeah. So us Indian, do we like our young people to learn in our way to live it? Indian people, they want the young generation to learn to leave it. Today, this is good as in that time. Worse. Getting better life. One main things, Indian, my Indian people, young generation, they gotta be smart. Government people, they tell me, you Indian, get a smarter hive someday. They're going to turn around, going to boss for us. After we going to be happy. I wonder when. That happen coming out after I die or before I die. Well, probably, and what you think about young generation? Put it poor for me. Well, you think somebody say they're going to change? No, not him. Somebody got to work in hard against them all the time. That's one way they change. My nephew, Herbert Paul, they change. Whiner. Fenton Paul turned across. He quit drinking. Two boys. Kenneth Thomas, he said he quit. Oscar quit. They used to drink. All them people drink. The real boil them up. Who gonna be leader? Sickening me. Who? That for sure. Whining. I can't point you God for sure. I don't want it. I can't figure it out who. I take Chief along with me. Take him home. Lot of bits business people, lawyers, Senate. Trimming you boy, you old boy, you trimming. He understand English. You might teach them to bring them in to understand Indian. He talk Indian. He's a half breed. He talk Indian. This Eskimo, he talk our native language, plain. Mom talked to him all the time. He understand every word we talk. We want our boy the land to live in. Somebody say they go out to build their home themselves at then which use build home, use it. They got the land to buy food, they got the land to make money. Today that's all important, to make money. I even tell them, every potlatch. Oh, you hear me, every potlatch I talk. The mentor. Everybody, young people, jump. I speak the one way I don't want for you people. I want you people leaving like old time. Get the little money, keep it, little money. Take care of them. Buy important things. I buy snow globe, I buy car, I buy chainsaw, buy snowshoes. I buy sleigh, steel sleigh. It's all around my house. I just want our young generation to learn, buy their own stuff. They make enough money in the power fight. $1,600. $1,700. My truck line, lucky I make $300 one year. Right here in November till April. That's the biggest money I make, $300. I wrestle more harder than the rest of the other people. At the first few years, get out, gone. I get stay home. All out of sight tender now. What we call bilking. If you guys got change coming up springtime, we go fishing, grilling, some pipe. Got a real good place over there. I'll probably move in that place and stay down there. Everybody can look and hold me. So, at one way, Indian people, we got teach the Truman, the teaching about the potlatch, they teach about how to build everything, enough, dry meat, fur, get enough, no. You see what the boy got. One way, I already tell young generation in Anchorage too. They learn education and they use like white man use. They're probably doing pretty good, but I don't think so. I passed a lot of education. Spot William, Tim Wallace, John Sackett, San Pedro, some more rest out of education people. We started fighting for the land, even they don't know what to talk about. That'll be me. State gonna take land right in the middle of the town. Angry. All them people say no. Oh, we gotta get that land. They call me at Dartlick right here.
A couple of the old stories you were telling a couple days ago.
Yeah.
One, you were talking about the skin boats that people made in May. They would go someplace for a celebration.
Down Tanana.
They went to Tanana.
Tanana.
You ever went with them?
Yeah.
On that?
I went one.
They always went in skin boats?
Yeah.
What kind? Moosekin?
No, moosekin. All moosekin. Not only skin they use for skin boat everywhere. Like Eskimo use seal skin for boat. Not a strong skin, that one. Moose skin in the fall skin. At the time they tough in the fall. Skin thicker. So, that one I get was grandfather's Chief Isaac. Got half bunch of people, Lake Mansfield. Go with canoe, and little big boat. Sometimes one moosekin, I guess, I think. A little Y boat, but it's Y.
2.5, 3 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. the Gondar. All chief from Scaracrick, Narswee, Tatlin, Lake Mansfield, Sam Crick, George Crick, Hiller, Big Dollar, Salcher, Kina. It's all just draining out. All straying out. Hey. The Gondar, he was at only one trip I made. I packed but Garland Potter. He is heavy. It's a long way. Leaf tobacco, but it's long. In a gun and sock, one old man, they packed leaf tobacco. And some young man, they packed tin lead, they make shotgun shell, tin it, weight, 100-300 pounds, they're packing. With moccasin, lots of moccasin, wear out. Yeah, we pass Hill River. Oh, we pass Fredbank and go through Muck Mall back to Hill River. Jeez. Some people really get heavy back. They pack them.
So you just go down in canoe, this is when you're coming back?
Walk back.
Walk.
May, June, July, August, September. Some few people can back. Got light pack. My grandfather's he leaving. He got big camp from here to this hill, and then they call Chief Crick. They got big camp now. After where they outfit the packing. All his packing people, they go there, left. They pay him off, give a shell tea. All they pay him up and they go to Lake Mansfield. See, that's where my daddy. My daddy, he's two brothers. Three brothers. One his uncle boy. They raise four boys in over there.
That time when you're packing that stuff, what else do you have? What else do you have to carry besides that shot?
Shot?
Or that powder? You had powder?
Powder, yeah. They got.
That's what you carried was powder.
Yeah, the powder, yeah, gallon powder.
Uh huh.
That's enough load for me.
Yeah. But you didn't have to carry anything else, like.
Well. I carry a lot of things.
You besides. Got your knife with you?
Yeah, I get my knife. And I get my arrow. That's all gun I got, arrow. Then my grandfather's got much loaded shotgun. Old one, long, got long time, and he got it. And he packed They kill spruce hands, kill any bird. One side take a big shell in it, one side for the bird. We kill bird all time on the way. Once in a while we run into moose, we kill moose. Sometimes we spend 2 days there. And they cut it up all that meat. From there we got the meat and go. Man, it's a long walk.
So everyone's, they don't all walk together. Some people go ahead, some people behind, different families.
Yeah. Whoever leader run into the river, creek, little creek, they build a fire, put the tea kettle on the water, and they cook meat, cook just the other thing what they want to cook. All we cook, we got big bucket, we cook one time.
I'm going to turn this over.
So we on a trail all together. That's what I try to break in my voice. We leave it same way, all of us. Other boys in other camp, in Nick's camp, young boys, them too, their dads tell story. Mother. So some, they call poo boy, got no mother, no daddy. Leaving under to uncle. Also, some people, some old people, mean, but I never been around them kind of people. I live with my grandfathers, live with my grandma, live with my friend. Sometimes I spend year with a grandma in Kippenstock. Cut wood for her. Every day I walk for wood. And next, coming in next spring, My dad would go up look for me. I'd come down with him, stay with him in Lake Mansfield. Me, I move around all the time. I stay with grandfather's Chief Isaac. Lay down and the old man talk. They called the name all the way down Cabrera. What kind of tribe? What happened? That happened. Why did that happen? That's how I learned Indian. And I tell them, Washington, you're the highest education, I think, highest education in Indian way, Indian story. Even Walter, Northway. I tell Lorraine, go down there and talk with him. They tell me some story. But there's us all same story, but some tribe people, they tell different story. I find out in I real careful. Sorry. That's how I talk. And done college. 5 weeks. 5 weeks, I sit there every day. And I'm tired.
Another one I was wondering about, different things happen at Tanner Cross, and I wanted to get the right story on that one. You know, people talk about when all those Tanner Cross people died.
No, before new Tanner Cross start, before that people died. In 42, at first sickness they get out of white, German measles, they put in there kill me. In my Indian story, I put grizzly bear skin, mattress. I lay on top. With other clothes and just shorts, lay down and put another bear skin on top. Lay down and get it warmed up. You can feel them electric in the hair, bare hair. They're beginning to head in you. Just you roll on, also like electric shock. Hitting you everywhere. One whole night they do to me. Next morning I get up, I get no sickness. All my body just soaking wet. I'm dirty sick, it's no good. Put it close, die. 3 days, I don't eat. I'd sit up. Maggie coming in, tip. You sit up? How you feel? I don't know, I feel all right. He said, I'm going to... My mother get a bunch of squirrels, bunch of canberries, You think you eat the canberries? Yeah. They cook canberries. And I start to eat, I eat now. Went back to sleep, go to sleep again. Next day in the morning I wake up, I feel sound, worse, better. So I tell Mom, I'm all right, maybe. I get out, I dress, and I walk out. Jean Harry static, right next tent. Next few days he died. A lot of people die. Just one after another, little people die. That time we lose a lot of little people. That's why we shorten Dick Mansfield. 1924, flu coming in the village. At first time in my life I hear flu. I don't know what this flu means. Got down in. And it's like 1 week we lose 21 people. Whole village, all Indian lay down. Yeah, I worry for my daddy, mom, all my brothers. And that old way they lay down. Day and night, just like that. Whole village, no noise, no dog barking, no nothing. Back in 1924. 24. Well, that is up Lake Mansfield. Lost 21 people that 1 week. He's some old, good old man. Good old people. Healthy, happy. The kid flew.
How did people take care of
No way, no way. No nurse, no doctor.
Well, after they die, what do people do?
Oh.
How do they take care of the dead people?
Well, Charlie Jean, Arthur Wright, Little Frank, me, Peter Charles. I get sick before the people. I'm over. Lucky I'm over. One cemetery, five people be buried. Dig down big hole. Them dirty land is a clay. You build a fire. You don't go down too deep. And we finally buried all fire with one but not a place tree.
So five in one hole.
Yeah. So we buried all. We get it back. Some more few people die. Old Elisha, John Morris, two Indian, whipsaw hand. They piled big lumber and started to use that to make coffin. So that's how they buried half people. A few years after, they make it biggest potluck in the country ever made. Three years in a row, they make potlucks over them death. Lots of people. Tetland, Norway, Chief David the Tetland, Old Man Norway at Tetland, Chief Sam at, no, I mean, Old Man Norway and Norway, Old Sam, Chief Sam, Norway, two chief, Chief Peter Tetland, Chief Luke Lars Tetland, Chief John in Montessi, Grandfather's Chief Isaac Lake Mansfield, Old Man Thomas, white people they call, just for fun they call him Chief. He thought he was a real chief. They used them kind of people for speech. Some people, old people, know old story way back. They tell the other people. Also, like, hand each other in push. Just that best with potluck. They talk. All through this mixed speech, we listen. Sit down and listen. My beautiful flowers started to come out.
Oh, you're seeing it again?
Yeah. Look straight to stick out. Fancy looking flower move. They're gone.
You still have a headache with that?
Yeah.
For them
40 years I didn't have a headache. Before that I get headache all the time. Nose black. I was a young man, wash everyone went, go take wash base, put water, wash. First rub my hand, blood. All my life. Never without a blood, they never wash. I just soon rub my face without a blood. I talked to Dr. Scheibel in Tanacross that burned up. Ever since they quit, the other day I got nose blood.
How many people were living in Lake Mansfield that time when 21 people died?
382.
A lot of people. Gee, we gotta go over there, Lake Mansfield.
Yeah.
We're going in spring.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going in spring. I like Lake Mansfield. That's where I built. I'd go in Bill Village. I talked with the BIA in 5 years. We talk about the airport. We talk about the new school. We talk about new bridge. All them stuff we talk about 5 years. One day, BIA, rest the big best people, we got 42 people, business people, land in Tanaka. Ask Isaac. And start to talk, worry about bridge, about airport, about school. BIA, they laugh. We know all that. We want you to say yes or no. By that time, everybody changed their mind. All 10 across bunch, they're going to move to Mansfield. And I lined up, ready to put house and put in all lumber, all equipment. I'm going to put it in first. One of his friends, John Paul, he says, rock too big. You can't drill through the rock. Lake Mansfield, real nice place. I like them. Right now they build new house in Iran. They're doing pretty good. I'm getting lazy.